Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday.
Former West Ham striker Marlon Harewood says the club's struggles are down to other teams working out exactly what they're all about. David Moyes' side are only outside of the Premier League's relegation zone on goal difference, but Harewood tells Sky Sports News he wants them to stick by Moyes.
I'm not a person to say for managers to get sacked and stuff like that, because obviously being an ex-player, I know what it's like. It's hard, but I think he's the man for the job to pull him out. There's 11 more games to go, so hopefully they can make a decision at the end of the season, just let him get on with the job.
Stevie.
Hello.
He's my mate, right? I know him quite well. I bought a car for him. His name's really, really easy to say. He's just called Marlon Harewood.
You're so Essex, aren't you?
What?
I know him really well. Yeah, I bought a car off him.
That's what he does. He's got a company called AC13.
Nice.
And West Ham striker Marlon Harewood.
Just Marlon. Just throw that away. Marlon. Just Marlon Harewood.
No.
Marlon Harewood.
No, Marlon.
Right, so would you go up to him, right? We're in a pub, right? We're in a pub, and I go, here's my mate, and you go, hello, Marlon. You would. He's called Marlon Harewood.
Marlon Harewood. I mean, I can't
hear the difference.
No, you can.
I don't know what you're saying.
He's over-exaggerating his name.
Marlon.
You, Marlon.
But he's not like Marley.
No.
But that's it. Scott goes between Essex or Downton Abbey. His name's Marlon Harewood.
Go on, do the weather. It's sunny, but it's cold. I'm Stevie Shilling. You're up to date.
It's sunny, but it's cold. But less windy.
Listen, it's sunny, but it's a wee bit cold. We've got highs of 9 degrees.
There you go.
And it's not going to rain because it rained this morning, but it'll be clear for the rest of the day.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw, you're up to date.
And I'm Scott Robinson Esquire, and there'll be more soon.
Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday? £1,000. Friday payday is here. This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Right, we're on. Educating the newsreaders, talking about annunciation. We are covering this.
He just said a naughty word to me that he's not allowed to say on the radio.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
Right, let's go. 3:05, Big Drive Home with Miley Cyrus and Flowers.
We were good.
It's Radio Essex, Venby and Goddard, Messi in Heaven. How's your Tuesday going? You can let us know. A1400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. You can grab us on the app as well. Just always interesting to know. We get on just after 3:00. Just hear how your day's going.
Yeah, it's nice to, you know, say to people, what have you been doing today? Good day, bad day.
Everyone here has had a pretty naff day. Stevie's boiler's broken.
That's not good, is it?
Tom's made tea.
That's good.
What on, mate? Just saying how everyone here's had a bad day.
You had a good day, bad day, indifferent
he
day?
He just sits there with his headphones on. Have you just dropped the tea?
No, it's fine. Fine.
dropped a little bit of the tea, didn't you?
I don't know which one's which either.
Well, yours will be the one that looks like it's got really rubbish milk in it.
It's currently moving.
Yeah, yours looks like when I empty the fish tank. That's what yours looks
like. Yeah, that's definitely yours. That
looks good.
It looks bad.
Do you want some?
It's got coconuts in it, hasn't it?
No, this one's got oats in it.
Oh, it's got oats.
That's mine, I think. I can tell sweetener. I hate the taste of sweetener. It's got a sweetener. Oh, no, that might be sweetener.
Hang on.
Sweetener gives you an aftertaste.
One second.
It takes about 30 seconds.
Excuse me, guys. I know this is riveting radio. One sec. We just need to get this present and correct. One second.
I think that might be sweetener.
Can I have a second?
Go on. Have a sip.
It's very hot. 1 minute. just blowing it.
This is Radio Essex.
One sec. Better than blank.
Normal scheduling will resume once we've worked out who's T's who's. It's a good game. I can hear the jingle now. Who's T's who's? Who's T's who's?
No, that's my tea.
You got it. All right, cool. Yeah, can't remember what I was saying. Right, Radio Essex.
You were saying
people having a bad day. Stevie's having a bad day. Joe Kinch, bless him, lying in bed at 9:00, playing on his phone, probably playing Thomas Tank Engine stuff in his bedroom, whatever. Hour later, he's on the radio. He came in his first link, wasn't he? He was like, I was in bed 40 minutes ago. That's his first link.
Bless him. What's happened to everyone? Everyone's
so
here.
We've got people ill, got people on annual leave. And then, so Jack's not feeling very well today. So he was supposed to be doing Connor shows on leave. And then Jack rang up. And then I was like, hang on, that's Jack and Connor. And then Joe, and then I listened. I was like, oh, it's like bingo. I'm like, who's on at 10?
My phone.
And then Joe Kinch turned up. I think Joe's on this evening as well. Is he doing an evening show?
Yeah.
But sorry, he's triple shifting.
He's just let us have a little 3-hour gap in the middle and then he's back on.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Mate, he's a champion. He's a champion.
He'll definitely have
Connor's
a
back tomorrow, so we know we've got Connor tomorrow. See how Jack's feeling. But yeah, so Joe's doing the evening show tonight. He said, mate, it's like Joe Kinch FM.
We should let Tom have a go.
That's the first thing I said to Tom when I come in, because I could see everything, like everyone was all over the place. I said to Tom, what time are you on?
I would absolutely love the mic to
we
go
should
up
make
and,
that happen.
And Tom go,
talk to the boss. What? See if we can get Tom a show. That'd be amazing.
Oh, please.
Sabrina Carpenter and Nonsense, how's your day going? Let us know. A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. We'll give you a mention next. It's Radio Essex, Sabrina Carpenter and Nonsense. Talking of which, let's hear from John. What have you got for us, John? No, I'm not saying it nastily. I've already had a little listen to this and I didn't really understand what was going on in John's world.
No, I've can't wait to hear it all.
Oh, my day. Well, I got rained off, so, but instead of sitting there, sulking.
What I'll do is I'll make it a bit more exciting by adding some exciting music. That's better.
Oh, my day. Well, I got rained off, so, but instead of sitting there, sulking, I decided I'll go plant some plants. What's happened is that I've planted between 390 and 440 plants and 29 different plants at that. So I've had quite a good day.
Hope they germinate.
If they all germinate, I've got problems.
John.
I think you've got problems, John, and it's nothing to do with the germination.
I love John's messages.
I do. They fill my, like, day with joy.
He's got such a great tone about him.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you
very much. John, Deb says, I'm taking my mum to hospital soon. I'm really stressed about it. No. But I'm playing you on in the car to make us happy and make her keep her mask on. Why would you? Oh, I see, because she has to wear a mask to go into hospital. Just need on in your car, does she?
No, that wouldn't have thought so.
It's because you want your mum to not talk so you can listen to this. That's what's happening.
Yeah, that's nice for us. Not so nice for your mum.
Poor Stevie, his boiler broke this morning. Now you two are ripping him apart. That was just after the news. I think that's pretty much covered it.
Yeah.
I don't think we ripped him apart. I think you gave him a few elocution lessons, didn't you?
That's all it was. You know, he's a little bit Scottish, that's all.
But the way he said Marlon. I didn't hear it.
I did.
I didn't hear the difference. If you want to let us know how your day's going, you can do 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well, and we'll try and get you a mention as well. Big drive home, 20 past three. I like this music. This should always be the music.
I like
that
this
we
music.
Do this bit of the show to. The how's your day going bit of the show should always be over Hawaii 5-0.
I'm happy with that.
You happy with that, producer Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Let's keep doing that. 20 past three. Radio Essex with Jonas Blue and Ray by your side. 3:30 on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. We've got John back on the voice note, so we can probably give this another little spin. So, John, what you got for us?
I could make it more exciting if you want. I could go outside and scream at a tree if you want, though I do think the official tree scream will be quite upset that I'm taking his job. But whatever passes the day.
Whatever passes the day, John.
Who's the official?
They must have it in on the Denji. They must have an official tree screamer. It must be somebody's job to actually scream at the trees.
I mean, I would love to hear John scream at the trees.
No, let's not encourage it anymore, I think. Katie says, hi guys, my day was okay, but then I had great news. I'm working with Mama June tomorrow. Whoop whoop, love you, Mama June. Mama June seems like a popular person to work with.
Is it actually your mum? Or is it someone that we don't know?
Yeah, I think it might be a message that we don't understand, but maybe Mama June would.
You were, and she'll be happy, because
yeah,
you love Mama
love
June.
Thank you, Katie. Your evening last night, you watched Luther.
Oh, do you know what? So I've been a big fan of Luther for a long time, so it's a BBC drama. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
But so there's a film out on Netflix.
Yes.
I think it came out a couple of days ago. And honestly, if you're a Luther fan, you will love it, even if you're not, because it's just a film in its own right. So it's just over 2 hours. It's a perfect, perfect film. Really, really good. But as a Luther fan, it was just like edge of your seat stuff. I spent the whole time going, I didn't want it to end. It was fantastic. So,
did you know I was a Luther fan?
What?
Did you know I was a Luther fan?
I didn't know you was, no.
You didn't know that I would watch it? I was a little bit confused, to be fair, watching it, because I didn't quite get it. But I've been, all the way I've been a Luther fan.
I feel like you're being sarcastic.
I'm not, I'm being straight. This is probably my favourite. This is my favourite Luther song, I think. I tried to watch the thing. I didn't get it. I didn't understand. Why is it's not a singer anymore?
You are such an idiot.
What?
Not Vendross. John Luther.
that's why I got confused watching it. You see why I was confused?
You're like, he's a copper.
What's going on? Weird.
He's a copper. He's on the wrong side of the law. What's going on?
It was good then.
No, not just good.
Everybody's watched it.
No.
Everybody's watched it apart from me. Everybody seems to have watched it. Tomorrow, Ted Lasso returns to Apple TV. And that's another one. And also, they're not chucking them all on in one go. So you actually watch it like old school, like as a series.
I love Ted.
Ted Lasso's my favourite.
Oh, sorry, not Super Ted.
Ted Lasso's my favourite thing in the world.
I know, do you know what? I'm looking forward to it, although I haven't got the Apple anymore, so...
I can tell you what happens.
No. Or I might just come round.
Yeah, I'll do that. That works as well. Lewis Capaldi, Pointless on Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Mimi Webb and Ghost of You. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Tuesday. We're talking about Ted Lasso out on Apple TV. Loads of people subscribe to Apple TV. And I think you can get a trial as well. I think you get a three-month trial with them. But there's this thing I read today about these subscription services, not just that. You know the stuff you buy on your Google Play or on your Apple Store, and it's like a monthly charge of $1.99. Yeah, yeah. Apparently we're wasting, this is incredible, £16 million a year. Not each of us, £16 billion. Not me and you.
Right, I'd hope not.
The world. £16 billion a year on unused subscriptions and memberships. The average customer spends nearly $500 a year on things like TV, music, gaming services. More than two-thirds fail to cancel the unused ones, costing £312 a year. 55% of us are lured in by sort of sign-up offers. Oh, I get this great deal. And you buy it, and I'm a bit like this. You buy it, and then you go, oh, yeah, it's such a good deal, and then never use it.
No, but the problem is once you've got it and then that deal runs out, you can get to
exactly
cancel
that.
It. Yeah.
45%, this is what you just said, 45% say they plan to cancel when the offer ended. And then 25 to 34-year-olds waste the most money, research found. You sign up for something where, like LinkedIn Premier or something, you sign up for it thinking, well, I'll just see who's checked out my profile and I'll delete it. And then you forget.
Never do,
And then you've got the thing. I'd sign up for a gym. I've done the gym before and then realised that I'd sign up for a gym that I could use at lunchtime. That never happened.
You just at lunch, didn't you?
Yeah, just at lunch, and I walked past it. I'm like, all right. So I cancelled that recently. I went through a spate of cancelling all these things because I went through my bank and I was like, oh, wow, I still have this or I still have that. And then just tried to cancel as many things as I could.
Well, it happened to me for a while with PlayStation. Like, I didn't play PlayStation anymore. I still don't. And I was like, oh, I'm still playing for the online service.
Yeah.
Which I'm not using. So
there's loads of things. We had some stuff on a credit card that you sign up and it just takes the monthly payment every month. And just couldn't work out what was what. And somebody said, just cancel your credit card. Just say it's lost and you'll get a new one with a new number.
And then it'll all go.
And then it'll all go. And then you'll have to, and then people will go, oh, I didn't get the payment. You go, oh, that's who you are. Don't need that anymore.
Yeah, good idea then.
I don't know if you've ever, text us or get us on the app. Have you ever realised you've been paying for, how long has it been going on? How long have you paid somebody and then realised that we don't need this? But it's gone on for three years and you worked out you paid them over a grand or something like that.
Not good, is
That'd be interesting. 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Let us know that. I only realised about 3 months ago that I was paying for the internet service in the Aldi that I sold a year and a half ago.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, £10 a month. somebody who's driving along going, this is great.
Yeah.
Free internet. Yeah. That's not good.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night. Here we go. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Right, just gone 4 o'clock. Big drive home for Tuesday. Continuing to get you out the last part of the office, get you home across Essex, whatever you're up to. Thank you for having us on. Let's start this out with a brand new tune from Niall Horan.
Listening to
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you for having us on. Got loads to talk about today. Just wanted to recap with something we mentioned earlier about people that have got paid up subscriptions.
Yes.
And haven't cancelled them yet. John said, I had a call from Sky to get me on one of their TV things. Problem is, I found TV was dull. So I ended up watching different sort of TV and started listening to Radio Essex. That's not what we asked for, but thank you.
Thanks.
Angie said, I just discovered my husband's been paying for two forms of car insurance for 5 years.
Oh, I bet she's happy. Angie, a happy day.
Angie is in Wisconsin, which is in the west part of Essex.
It is, yes.
Essex is the biggest county in the world, and Wisconsin is just on the west side of that west huge coast, worldwide yeah. Essex county. Rob says, afternoon, geezers. I noticed a £15 a month payment coming out of my joint account in December from a company, and checked with the wife, thought it was mine, thought it was hers. She thought it was mine, I thought it was hers. Nothing, didn't think anything of it. Turns out it was neither of ours and we'd never heard of them. Apparently, we didn't uncheck a box on another website, so it automatically signed us up.
That happens, you know.
We actually got every penny back and it was going on for 15 months. So they bought something from another quite well-known website and didn't check a box.
Yeah.
Because they didn't check that box, they signed up for something else. £15 a month.
It's a lot of money.
If you've got any more of those, let us know. 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. When you're going through your accounts and suddenly you go, hang on a minute, what's this I've been paying for? I think that's the best one so far, Angie, though. Husband's been paying two insurances for his car for the last 5 years.
That's not good.
That's the best one so far. Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, new tune. It's called Miracle, and Chris and Scott, big drive home for a Tuesday. We're still on air. Also, a miracle.
It is amazing, isn't it?
We'll talk about what we're going to talk about in a second, because we've just had the most amazing voice note in.
Okay.
And I'll play it for you in about 5 minutes, because it's one that I think will spark a whole conversation across the whole of Essex.
Even in Wisconsin?
All of Essex.
Okay.
The whole of the worldwide county of Essex. I think it... I almost want to... I don't want to play it now, I want to tease it. It's so good.
Is that good that you're teasing?
But it's a random voice note that is explaining something to us, and we've not asked for this, but it will absolutely... You've heard it, Tom. This will spark a conversation.
Why am I the only person in the room that hasn't heard it?
Tom's the producer. He's heard it. I've not heard it. He's explained to me what's happening. When did it come? Was it come, just randomly come through?
Yeah,
it
just randomly came through.
And it's good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited.
And then we'll play it, and then we'll get... do you reckon people will text? I think it's a huge text potential.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll like
so,
it.
Yeah.
We'll do that in a second. We'll update the latest on the roads as well, lining up some top tunes. Tom Grennan, The Weeknd with Ariana Grande coming up as well. Die For You, we'll do that on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex, The Weeknd, Ariana Grande, 4:24. That's Die For You, the remix. It's a song that was out a couple of years ago. How many years ago?
2016,
Wow. Oh, Mr. Smash Hits. 2016.
That's when it was out.
It's a magazine. Sorry, I was just looking at Tom. It's a magazine, Smash Hits.
Not charts.
Smash Hits was a magazine.
It was.
Like a pop magazine. There were Smash Hits. Number One.
Yeah.
Do you remember Number One?
I do, yeah.
And Looking?
Yes. Very good.
They're all the big names. TV it's a magazine.
TV Hits.
TV Hits.
Are they still about?
No. Smash Hits.
No.
They do like an annual every year, but it's not like... Have you never heard of Smash Hits magazine?
No.
So Neil Tennant offered the Pet Shop Boys. Do you know who the Pet Shop Boys are?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the editor. He, like, run Smash Hits.
God.
Big mag. So yeah, they'd interview people like Scott.
Yeah, and they used to do a big concert.
And he'd have a big poster with his big spiky hair. And it'll have all the words to the song. All the lyric sheets were on there as well. So every week you got a book and it had loads of lyrics in it. So you get all your hit like that one. Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero would be in there, a picture of her, and then all the lyrics to the song, so you could sing along.
What was the what was their concert called, Chris?
Smash Hits Poll Winners Party.
It was, Chris. Yeah. Yes.
Big magazine. Tom looks confused.
Did you have Live and Kicking magazine, or was that just a pro?
I think it was, yeah. And there was another one I just thought of. It might be that, Live and Kicking, yeah.
Because
the Smash Hits Poll Winners had a big, massive gig, like 100,000 people, which you played.
Yeah.
And that was called the Smash Hits Poll Winners Party. Claire just said, Smash Hits Poll Winners parties were the best, better than the Brits. They were bigger than the Brits.
They were huge, yeah.
Massive. But not tables, like with the Brits, you've got little tables where there's...
Concert, proper concert.
Record executives in bow ties that don't know anything about music, sitting there having, like, steak. It wasn't like that. It was just screaming people in a room. And where was Smash Hits?
Wembley, I think.
Yeah, and it would just be packed out with people screaming.
I might
screaming.
Be wrong, but I'm sure it was Wembley. I think it was Wembley.
I've looked up when the last issue came out. It was 2006. I was 5 or 6.
There you go.
Well, at least there's one thing that you were alive for.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Right, I promise this. This is we got a voice note from Jody in Southchurch, and... I don't need to say anything, actually. Should I just hit play?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it afterwards.
So I'm walking back from the train station. I was like, oh, I'm going to pick up some bits from the shop. So me and my boyfriend are walking around picking up bits, you know, here and there. And then we're in the queue in front of us, totally normal looking lady. And then she got to the checkout, and me being me, I'm nosy, I look over and I see an unusual amount of Kit Kats. And the lady behind the counter starts counting these Kit Kats.
Mm-hmm.
27 vegan Kit Kats. So she has just picked up the cardboard thing that's on the shelf that has all the Kit Kats in. She's just picked them all up, taken them with her. And she also has every single variety pack of Kit Kats in the shop. And you can see the checkout ladies being like, okay. But I thought, benefit of the doubt. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she's running a tuck shop.
Yep.
Maybe she's making a Kit Kat cake.
Yep.
I don't know. And then she goes, oh, well, your stock looked like it was running low, so I thought I'd just buy all of them. And then she goes, well, my husband keeps eating my Kit Kats, so I've decided to just buy all the Kit Kats. And at this point, I was just like, what? And I couldn't hold it in. I had to leave the shop and laugh.
So let me get this straight. The woman's buying all the Kit Kats because her husband keeps eating her Kit Kats. So she's buying all of the Kit Kats in the world, by the sounds of it, so that he can't buy any more.
I don't understand the logic either, because she's buying the Kit Kats because the stock's low.
Because but she wants her husband to stop eating her Kit Kats and to stop eating Kit Kats, so she's buying all of the Kit Kats. So her husband goes in the shop and says, can I have a Kit Kat, please? And they go, no, some crazy woman's bought them. I think that's what's happening there.
I thought it might have been... She's been like, oh, you're going to eat my Kit Kat, so I'll buy all the Kit Kats then. Here's all the Kit Kats you ever want.
But why vegan? They're so vegan. I didn't know there was such a thing as a vegan.
Well, let's go to our vegan correspondent.
I didn't know that they existed either.
No.
And I'm going to go on the hunt to find them.
Because it'd be the chocolate would have animal fats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's great that they do vegan Kit Kats, but you can't get any because that mad woman.
Well, the joke would be on her if he's not vegan. He's like, that's brilliant. I don't want vegan Kit Kats.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to
buy normal ones. Yeah.
That's petty revenge, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
And that's what I thought. Everyone's got a petty revenge story where they've, and it's not like a massive. We're not talking about. He had an affair, so I cut up all his suits and chucked him out of the garden. We're talking petty.
Yeah.
We're talking petty revenge. Something that you've done, he might have done it to your partner, but it's not, we're not splitting up here. It's just a little bit of petty revenge.
Yeah, I like it.
A1400, like put the word Essex in the front of your message. Any petty revenge stories you've got, we'll have those. You can grab us on the app as well, and we'll do some after Taylor Swift. It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, and a little bit of love, 4:36, big drive home. Thank you very much for all your revenge stories. Petty revenge is what we're looking for. Jane in Burnham says, my neighbours used to play loud music and have loud, wild parties, as they're quite a bit younger than us. So for Chinese New Year last year, I knew they weren't going to be having a party, so I decided I was going to have a party and play loud music all day and all night to celebrate New Year. Haven't heard them, and they're loud music ever since. Brilliant. Like that. Thank you very much like to Jane. Gary and Rendon, when I was at uni, I stayed with this roommate who used to break everything, including my stuff when he borrowed it. He used to break my mugs, my favourite utensils, just leave them lying around. So when he used to do this, I used to take one of his items, and because I'm quite a tall guy and he was quite small, I used to put them on the top shelves, on top of wardrobes, and just hide all his items.
Lovely.
So petty, but it was worth it after he broke my favourite mug.
Well, there you go. So you can't do it.
Thank you very much for these. Keep them coming in. 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. Any petty revenge stories you've got, we'll have those. Mimi Webb coming up with Red Flags. Lizzo will get on as well. And we'll update the latest on the roads. If you're making your way out of the office early, give you a full travel update next. It's Lizzo and About Damn Times. Kristen's got on the big drive home. Revenge stories. Loving these. Petty revenge. If you've got any of these for us, 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. Lauren in Benfleet says, one of my old neighbours used to watch football really loudly and listen to music nearly every night with his mates. So I thought to myself, I've had enough of this. So I tried to rack my brains and think of some way to get him to stop without just going over there and knocking on the door, which is probably the easiest way.
Yeah, yeah.
That would make more sense. One day I was on my phone looking through the Bluetooth devices and I noticed one of them was unsecured and for a speaker, which I don't have in my house. So one night when they'd all finished up watching football or whatever they were doing, I connected to the speaker and played really loud glass-smashing noises. And because the flat was at the time having soundproofing done, I just heard them all scream and run around the house trying to work out what was going on. I had to laugh into my pillow just to get to not get caught.
That is, I like that a lot.
Danny the carpenter in Shoebury, I remember when I was an apprentice and my old boss screamed in my face and then later demanded I make him a coffee without a please or a thank you. That's a dangerous thing to do, isn't it? Have a go at somebody and ask them to make you a drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're rude to fast food workers,
you see,
it's a silly thing.
You should always go, you know, be polite, because otherwise
you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll show him for chatting to me like that. And I put a spoonful of salt in his coffee. Got away with that lightly. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
there's more things he can do. Instead of sugar. So to make things worse, he came up to me later in the day and told me the coffee was the best he'd ever had. So my revenge ended up not working.
No, what he was doing, he was going, oh, I'm just...
He knows what's up.
Yeah, pretend I didn't know.
Thank you very much, Danny the Carpenter in Shoebury. We'll do some more of those before five. If you've got any stories, let us know. 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Petty revenge stories is what we're looking for. Radio Essex Sagala and Mae Muller, who is the Eurovision song entry for the United Kingdom later on this year. That is called Feels So Good. Big Drive Home's coming up on five. Joe's coming up again at six. It's been at least a couple of hours since he's been on the radio, hasn't it?
He's a slacker, isn't he, Joe?
Yeah, he's had 2 hours off.
Doesn't do enough.
And then he's going to come back. So he's been on from 10 till half 12 covering Connor. Then he did half 12 till 2 covering, half 12 till 3 covering Jack. And now he's going to do his own show this evening.
How many hours is that going to be? So he's 4 hours tonight. I can't do lots.
5 and 4, 9.
9 hours?
It's longer than a normal working day. By an hour.
He's going to do 9 hours on the radio.
I know,
and he's
crazy.
And he's currently in there doing other stuff.
We should have started the day and said, we're raising money for Comic Relief. Joe's going to do a 9-hour show. And we could have made loads of money for charity.
We could have.
Even though he's doing it anyway.
But instead, he's just doing it.
Because we had to dye our hair blonde for charity before.
Do you remember?
That would have been a lot easier. Just get Joe to do it. Oh, he's doing a 9-hour. Gethin's doing a 24-hour Strictly Dance thing for raising money for Comic Relief. We could have just said, Joe's doing 9 hours on the radio today. Send your donations in.
Yeah. Should have.
Would have worked well. 525, Joe coming up from 6 tonight on the evening show. Lewis Capaldi on the way. And Eliza Rose will go on for you and we'll update the latest news and travel next at 5.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Scott's in the kitchen making the tea.
Yes. He does it. I don't know if Kerry could text in and tell us if he does this at home, but he makes a good fanfare of it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's like, we all know about it.
Just making tea. I'm going to be the one that makes tea, and I'm making tea for everybody who wants me to make them tea. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, okay. Oh, is he here?
With his tea.
Hi, Scott. Where have you been?
Making tea.
Have you?
What?
Cheers, mate.
I could hear little...
little laughter.
Headphones are back on.
Little laughter from Stevie Shillinglaw.
Was just telling me a really funny story about something.
Who was?
Oh, Stevie.
Oh, really? Go on. What was the story, Stevie? Something about a fanfare I heard or something. Yeah. What was the...
Essex. Are you ready for Friday Payday? £1,000. Friday Payday is here.
3, 2, 1, 1, go.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go!
Good cup of tea.
It's always a good
cup. Thank you very much. Lewis Capaldi, get this underway. Here's Forget Me, big drive home.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Eliza Rose, BOTA, 10 past 5 on the big drive home. Let's wrap this up then. We're talking about petty revenge. Dawn says, hi. Many years ago, my ex-husband done the dirty on me and made that the love bite on his neck was from a seatbelt. Oh, so he came home with a love bite and said it was from a seatbelt.
Yeah, they look the same, don't they, seatbelt?
So I cut up all his clothes, put them in a black bin liner, tipped everything that I had in the cupboard into a bag, curry, soup, sauces, salt, everything. Went into the garden, emptied all the dog poo in there, and the best thing is, the best thing I done was sold his car for £1.50. Also, he loved his music, had loads of CDs. I opened every one of them, cracked them with a toffee hammer and closed them back up again. Saw off the dining room chairs and the table legs that he'd bought.
Goodness.
And then when he heard that I sold the car, he must have rubbed his hands together thinking he was going to get quite a bit of money. A couple of days later, he knocked on the door demanding his half from the sale. So I happily handed over 75p.
Oh. But can you just imagine, right, if... He then proved that it really was just like from the little chafe from the seatbelt. She would not be happy with you.
Yeah, Dawn. That's
not petty revenge.
Not messing with Dawn.
That's just revenge.
Yes, proper revenge. Yeah, Leanne, what you got for us?
So my petty revenge story for you. I used to be an assistant manager of a well-known restaurant, and one evening a group of lads came in, a little bit intoxicated, shall we say,
and one of them
looked very green in the face and headed straight for the toilet. I checked afterwards and he had vomited everywhere, so my revenge was to actually make him clean it up. I gave him a clean bag, some sanitizer and a blue roll. He reappeared after, less green-faced, more red-faced.
Excellent.
So yeah, I made him clear up his
nice
own
one. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you for all of those. A to Z of music coming up. KSI first with Oliver Tree. KSI, Oliver Tree and Voices. A to Z of music coming up very soon. We'll do that in about 5 minutes. We've still got some more petty revenge stories, so we'll just do the last couple. Donna and Rayleigh, nice and simple. Ex cheat on me, chili powder in his boxes. Yeah, the pain was great to watch. Wow. Stephen Eastwood, many years ago, worked for a firm that laid paving and curbs for the council. When tea break time arrived, one lad was duly dispatched to a small on-site tent to fire up the burner and make the teas. When said tea was ready, we would all go into the tent and the foreman would come in, down his tea all in one, and tell us to get on with our work. So when it came to my turn, I made the teas and put the foreman's enamel mug on the burner and revved it up a little bit. So it got very hot and was hot to touch. Longest and best tea break we've ever had. So Stephen Eastwood. Dave the Hairy Veteran, who says, when I was a young tank gunner, I had a commander that was a particularly nasty person. He was quite hard on me and the rest of the crew. So when we were next on a 2-week exercise, we put laxatives in his coffee and cat food in his sandwiches, which he thought was a meaty sandwich spread.
With jelly. Oh, no.
There were many emergency stops in the woods with him jumping out of the tank with the toilet roll in his hand. Years later, when I was a tank commander, I would also be very careful and check my sandwiches and never upset my crew.
Yeah, well, because you know what you've done to your mate.
Wise words, Dave the Hairy Veteran. Thank you very much for all your texts on that. Right, A to Z of music coming up. Also, Gail on the way and Sam Smith, I'm Not Here to Make Friends, will play for you after we update the latest on the roads. Next. It's Radio Essex with Gail and ABCDEFU, which is like the alphabet, which is like what we're doing now, which is the alphabet, which is the A to Z of music.
Well, seg.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Yeah, that's what I bring to the party, the DJ bit. the presenting really it, just getting from A to B. Like I'm doing it. I'm doing it now without even knowing it. I know, it's crazy. A to Z of music, being a Tuesday, this is what we're looking for today.
Tuesday. Rap stars and DJs.
Beginning with E for Eminem.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you've got any suggestions, rap stars, DJs, hip-hop artists, anybody that you feel would fit into that bracket, you can get yours in, already in there with Eamon. Example, Eminem, Estelle, Eve as well. Shake Your Tambourine with Eve. They're all suggestions from Honey, who is also part of Essex's the biggest county in the world.
Yes.
She is in Tel Aviv in Israel.
She is.
So we can get her on the map. We got a little map going on.
Get the map on.
Essex is the biggest county in the world. We've now added Tel Aviv in Israel to the, I'm going to say east of Essex because my brain hurts.
East works.
East works. Yeah, so any rap star, DJ, hip-hop artist, dance artist, anybody you think fits into that category, beginning with E, get your suggestions in now. And who you think we should go with, and you can use the app as well to get in touch with us, and we'll go through some of yours in just a second. Doctor, doctor! Oh, it's like we're on the record, isn't it?
Can I get some cream?
As Ray, who Niall Horan is the biggest fan of the world. Niall Horan thinks Ray is unbelievably gifted. Agreed. He thinks the UK is very lucky to have her and so many good, strong female artists making their presence known in the charts. Hopes to see artists such as Ray going global this year. Is she not global yet? Is that not a big song in America? We should know because Essex is the biggest county in the world and we'd know all about...
I think that Ray is big in America, but probably not as big
thanks,
here.
Probably thanks to this show. I
would
have
thought so.
Because it's the biggest county, Essex. We've made Essex the biggest county in the world. Anna says, just listening to you talking about Essex, biggest county in the world, and your big map, could you add Milan, Italy to your map? Thank you. Anna, I think we're already in Milan, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've already got a listener. There's two listeners in Milan.
Who's the other one, Tom?
Jane
and Anne in Milan.
Anna.
Jane and Anna.
In Milan. Thank you very much.
Probably best friends.
Angie is coming from Wisconsin. She's on the text and she's voting for her favourite song on the A to Z of music. We're going to go through your suggestions after May Stevens and If We Ever Broke Up. It's Radio Essex, May Stevens and If We Ever Broke Up. It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home.
Now, the A to Z of music.
A to Z of music is on and it is a Tuesday, so we are looking for rap stars, DJs, hip-hop artists.
And we've got a few in.
Loads in fact. Eric Prydz, Call On Me is a good shout. Eve, Estelle, Eamon, who had that big one song that if we played it on the radio would only be about four words.
Yes.
That was a good tune though. The two we're going to go with today are the most two requested tunes of the day. So let's see what we've got, beginning with E, you're voting for on the A to Z of music for a Tuesday. Example, first up. If you want to hear Example, put Example in your text box. Essex Example. And we could get this on before six and put Example into the A to Z of music if you want to hear that. Or...
Eminem, which would take my vote. I mean, he's got to go into the A to Z of music, surely.
Eminem, in your message boxes, and that song could play before 6 o'clock as we continue on our journey through the A to Z of music. It's Radio Essex. Thank you to Aaron, the bus driver, giving us a heads up on the roads just before Fortune of War. A127 Southend bound, so eastbound, heading towards Southend. Complete standstill at the moment. Loads of emergency services going through there at the moment as well. Aaron, thank you for the update. So just before the Fortune of War on the 127 Southend bound, complete standstill. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well with Joe Kinch, who will be in charge of traffic and travel with the traffic and travel man as well. It's not just your responsibility, it's his as well. Johnny.
Give someone else a go. Let the traffic guy do it. You've been on all day.
I'd let Johnny do the whole show because is his name Johnny? It is Johnny, isn't it? I don't.
Pretty awkward if it isn't.
He's in a little cupboard doing traffic and travel. It's Johnny, isn't it? Yeah. He's in a cupboard doing traffic and travel.
Hello, Johnny.
I never see him.
The Harry Potter cupboard.
In the Harry Potter cupboard. So he will update on the 127 as well. You should let him do that because you've been on the radio far too much.
Joe FM today, isn't it?
Joe FM.
Yeah.
That's
to a whole new level.
This is Joe.
FM, Jojo on the radio.
Well, there is already another station with a name like that.
Joe FM?
Not quite Joe FM.
Jack?
Yeah.
We did a gag about that before, didn't we?
With Jack.
When Jack had been on the radio all day, we'd go, oh, Jack FM, and then realised there was a station actually called Jack FM.
Yeah.
So what's happening on your show? You must have run out of ideas by now. Why didn't you just replay the 10 till 3 bit? just record it and play it again.
You could do that, couldn't you? No. My show now. That was their shows.
Yeah.
So I do
this properly.
Work anthems and all that. Yeah.
He didn't care about their shows.
Conor Jackson's like, here's another one. Oh, Lewis Capaldi.
Well, I've got all the hits, haven't I?
So. Yeah, your show is important now. 6 o'clock, Joe time, Jojo time.
Yep.
Yeah, it's important.
What's happening?
Hot 7 at 7.
Yeah.
Details about how you can win £1,000 like you've just given.
Got details. Same details.
But hopefully my computer won't break.
That would help. Yeah, it's not easy reading a screen when it's going upside down.
And the record of the week this week, which is our Eurovision entry this year.
May Muller.
Yeah, it's a really good song. Do you think we'll win it?
I think we'll be up there.
Has anyone ever won it while it's been in their country? Because normally
I've got, and I don't know why in my head, I think Ireland won it while it was in Ireland. I don't know why I think that, but...
Because technically it's not in the UK, is it, this year?
No, it's Ukraine. We're hosting on behalf of the Ukraine.
So we wouldn't actually be winning it in our home year.
It's a good song, and it's quite Eurovision-y, if that makes sense. Mm. It sounds like it's a Eurovision
song.
Yeah,
no, it does, but, it's a very, very good song, but we always struggle a little bit. I know we come second and pretty much first last year, but...
Yeah.
I would like it too, because it's a good song.
Yeah, it is.
So you're playing that, 9 o'clock we don't talk about.
No, nothing goes on at 9,
nothing
obviously.
Happens at 9 o'clock on the station. And then into Lauren's show from 10, which is Essex Chilled.
Yep.
It's a perfect way to spend your, what day is it?
Tuesday.
It's a perfect way to spend your Tuesday evening.
I'm a bit like that now, what day is it, to be fair.
There's nothing on. Bit of football, Champions League and that, I wouldn't watch that.
Yeah.
Watford, Birmingham, wouldn't waste your time.
Listen to Joe.
I'm such a bad fan, aren't I? I'm not going.
He's not good, you know, he's just down. He's
is
down
it at Watford or Birmingham?
It's at Watford, I'm a season ticket holder and I feel awful, but I can't go and watch it again.
He's calling them it now.
We're going on Saturday because we're playing on Saturday and going on a Tuesday on a work night with school night and everything. It's actually quite a lot
and
of effort.
You'd miss my show, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and that's the main reason we're not going.
The main event.
We'd miss
you don't wanna,
your show.
Don't miss
that's
that.
Why we're not going. So we're going to watch it on the red button. No, I'm not. I'm going to listen to you and have it.
You're going to watch it on mute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With you pumping out while I'm watching it on the red button. Definitely doing that.
That would be really good, actually. Really good.
Have a good show.
It's more atmosphere.
Do you want to announce the winner of the A to Z of music today?
Yeah.
Go on, you can do it.
Eminem.
What's his name? My name is
Slim Shady.
Tuesday, completed it, mate. Woo-woo.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.